Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
I want you to picture this with me. If you have to close your eyes, if that's what you do to envision a journey, please close your eyes. The yellow light flashes. Get ready. The green light glares and the door opens. A gust of wind rips through the interior of the plane. It assaults your face. The very being of you goes into survival mode. Your heart is pounding, your gut knots, your bowels twist. You swallow hard and all of a sudden you find yourself frozen. But you hear something and it comes clearer. This stern voice that's yelling at you, it's the jump master, and he's yelling, hurry up, Kim, you're gonna miss your spot. And so you do the climb. You climb out of that airplane onto the strut, hanging with your fingers clutching the strut so hard you can imagine scars being left into the paint. Your legs are dangling 5,000 feet in the air, and then all of a sudden, this throbbing pain comes to your mind. You look, and it's your jump master stomping on your hands with his heel, and he's yelling at you, let go! Let go! Next thing you know, you're all alone, and you're cascading 120 miles to Earth. You finally get your senses intact. You may remember where you are. Whew, okay, all right, we could do this. And you pull the cord. Whew, thank you, Jesus. It worked. Fear is fascinating. Fast forward, bigger plane, 10,000 feet in the air. 10,000 feet in the air. Many more bodies, and they're all waiting for that green light. Yellow light, the door opens. You're standing on the precipice of this plane door and the great wide open sky. One of your hands is holding the top of the door, while the other hand is holding on to the uniform of another human being crazy enough to call this fun. Green light! The cameraman, always the dramatic one, always the one to go first, salutes and falls back into the abyss. Then you find yourself frozen, and all you can think about is, what if I fail? What if I can't do this? Then you're just yanked right back into reality. You're being violently tugged out of the plane. Your first thought, no, no! You don't want to be the cause to abort the formation again, all due to your hesitation. Why? Because fear is so fascinating. Fast forward one more time. Finally, yes, 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 I did it. I jumped 10,000 feet with 5 other professionals. I didn't abort. I wasn't the cause of the abortion. I did it. Every one of these jumpers had over 1,000 jumps, some multiple thousands, not I. But now I was a part of something bigger. I was a part of the crew. I finally fit in. We completed the formation. A delicate dance where each person has their very own steps to complete. It's dangerous. It's intricate. And man, it is so much fun. Then quickly, the lead signals the release and everybody spreads out into the sky safely. I sure celebrated this moment of breakthrough. As soon as we landed, I immediately signed up for my next solo dive. A head dive. That's right. 225 miles per hour, headfirst to the earth. But don't worry, I mixed it up with some fun. I did a few barrel rolls here, a few barrel rolls there. I did a sit fly, and then whoosh, back into the safe position so that I could release my parachute. The only thing is, I opened at 2,000 feet. For the license I held, that was a bit too low. And I knew that I was going to face the consequences when I got down to the ground. I was going to be grounded, literally. The owner of the drop zone was going to put an X by my name, and I would not be able to jump again for the day as a consequence. But you know what? While I was up there, coming down, floating, I cried and I gave thanks to God for his immense beauty. I gave thanks to God that for a moment I let that fear go and I succeeded. A few weeks later, I was asked to train with the Canadian team, to learn from them, to be mentored by them, and I said yes. But fear. That ever-present fear. To make a long story short, the team went on to compete while I stayed behind practicing. Don't worry, Kim, you'll get it. You're going to get it. You're going to be on our team next year. Don't worry about it. But you see, fear lied to me again. See, I told myself that I was only training. They asked me to train with the team. And so my mind lied to me and said, "It's only training, Kim. They don't actually want you with them to join the team." And so that fear, that low self-esteem, prevented me from moving forward. Why? Fear. I had 189 jumps, and I still let fear control me. I still let fear dictate my life. I'm not talking about the healthy fear that keeps you alive. I'm talking about the fear that stops you from moving forward. That fear that stops you from enjoying the moment, that stops you from success. Fear that causes so much self-doubt, that whispers, "You're just not good enough, Kim." Have you been there? Maybe you weren't hanging from the strut of an airplane at 5,000 feet or jumping out at 10,000 feet, but have you been there in life? Maybe in your business, in your relationships, in your leadership role. Have you been there? Have you ever found yourself standing at the edge of something big, something new and exciting and life-changing? And suddenly that fear hits you in the gut and knocks the breath out of you, like a gust of wind roaring through the plane. Have you ever frozen when you know you needed to move forward? Have you ever held on to something, not because it was good for you, but because it was terrifying to let go? Have you ever had life itself yell at you, "Let go!" But everything inside of you is screaming, "I can't." Have you ever been there where in the season of your life, all you could hear were the whispers of fear telling you, "You're just not ready yet. You know you're going to ruin this, right? You're not good enough yet. You know what? Life is comfortable. Just stay where you are." If you have, well, friends, you've been where I've been. You stood at your own open plane door, even if your feet never left the ground. You see, fear is fascinating in the way that it disguises itself as wisdom, the way it convinces us to stay small, the way it whispers the loudest right when you're ready to step into something great. I had 189 jumps behind me. I had experience. I had training, mentors, community, and fear still held me hostage. I still let it steal my moments, keep me stuck, steal my joy. Maybe next year. Have you ever been there? I'll tell you something. That fear is not only in skydiving. It shows up in life every time you turn a corner. It shows up in the email you're afraid to send. in the business idea that you keep talking about, but you never start. That fear shows up in leadership moments that you shy away from, in relationships you cling to, even though you know they're breaking you. That fear shows up in the opportunities that you're quietly hoping for, but you never pursue. And that's where my topic comes in today. Because you see, fear, it makes us carry far more than we were ever meant to carry. Fear loads us down with opinions, opinions of ourselves, opinions of others, past failures, guilt, embarrassment, the what ifs, self-doubt. And we drag that fear with us in every new door, every new light, every new season. But I want you to hear me. I want you to know this. You cannot soar while gripping everything that holds you down. You can't grab a hold of what's next if both hands are clenched on what's behind you. You cannot step into your purpose if you're carrying fear like your identity. We can't. Now, every single one of us here have two categories of weight in our lives. Every one of us, we carry two categories. The first one are things that we're meant to carry. You know, the things like our values, our identity, our purpose, our character, our faith, our integrity, so important. The truth about who we really are. You see, that weight, those are the things that anchor you. And the second type of weight that we carry are those things that we're meant to release. The fears, the doubts, the shame, the past mistakes, toxic people, guilt, unrealistic expectations. And you know that old version of yourself that you've far outgrown? Yeah, that one. That's meant to be released. These are the things that suffocate you. And we have to learn to just release it, to let it go. Because it was never meant for you to carry in the first place. It was never meant to be your backpack. And see, when we release what doesn't matter, we create space. Space for clarity, courage, space for joy, and a space to finally live the life that God has been trying to hand you. You're probably thinking to yourself, okay, great. It's so inspiring to talk about releasing fear. But how do you do it in the real world? How do we do it at work, in leadership, in conflict, in the moments that your whole entire life feels like you're in free fall? How do you carry what matters and release the rest? Well, that's where my three anchors of mental resilience come in. And I want you to rewrite this down. If you have a pen and paper, feel free to write these down. Three anchors of mental resilience. Anchors that work in the real world, in real leadership moments that keep you steady, even at 10,000 feet. The first anchor of mental resilience is mental clarity. Clear your mind. I know, right? Easier said than done. But what you have to do is you have to name what matters. When you're in free fall, confusion is the enemy. Your mind races, your senses become scrambled. But when you allow mental clarity to take the moment, it says to you, wait a minute, what's actually true here? What matters most right now? And if you're so bold to ask yourself, what am I really afraid of? See, clarity helps you carry what matters and release the rest. Anchor number two, emotional containment. You can feel everything without letting everything control you. Because emotional containment does not mean that you can't feel. What it means is, okay, I feel fear, but fear doesn't get to lead me. I feel overwhelmed, but I get to choose my response. I think I'm feeling some pressure right now. Okay, I'm not going to panic. You see, in the air, when you're skydiving, emotional containment keeps you alive. In life, it keeps you from self-sabotage. I want to say that again. Emotional containment keeps you from self-sabotage. Because if you cannot release what doesn't matter, those emotions are in the driver's seat. Anchor number three, direct your energy towards the right things. In skydiving, if your energy is scattered, if you lose stability in free fall, it could be a matter of life and death. It's extremely dangerous. You must be stable before you open your parachute. That energy must be contained. It's the same in life. We pour our energy into fears. We pour our energy into drama, the what ifs, into people who drain us. But the energy regulation, it actually means to invest your energy into what matters, withdraw your energy from what doesn't, and stay grounded even under pressure. Because you can't soar when your energy aligns, is out of line with your purpose. In the sky, you probably know this, skydivers have two parachutes, the main one and the reserve. And I think that's a great metaphor for life. This reserve parachute is usually on the front, and it's packed by a specialist. Very hard to get a reserve chute license. It is triple checked. It is designed to save your life when all else fails. And here's a lesson that we can all take with us. You see, you are never without a reserve. In all of your fears and all of your doubts and all of the setbacks, you always have a second chance. You always have a way forward, a lifeline for the unexpected, a source of strength when you are out of strength. Lean not on your own understanding, right? See, many people, they make a mistake. They have a setback in life, in their leadership, in growing their business, in whatever it means. They think, okay, well, that's the end. I'm just not good. I'm not worth it. This isn't meant for me. But you see, you have a reserve built right into your story. Use it. Trust it. Rely on it. May I be so bold as to say, rely on him, the expert reserve. Now, let me leave you with something practical, something every leader in this room can use. No matter our title, no matter what experiences we've had in life, we all face the same internal battle. Fear shows up. Overwhelm shows up. Pressure shows up. But if we don't anchor ourselves, those things will take the wheel. And so a recap on the three anchors. When fear steps in, go back to your mental clarity. What's the actual problem in front of me? What story am I adding to it? Number two, when emotions arise, and they will, engage your emotional containment. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to suppress those emotions. No, what it means is we have to learn how to hold them in a structured, healthy way so that they don't spill over into every other part of our life. Emotional containment can save your life. Number three, when your energy begins to drain, and we all have those moments, you must use intentional regulation. Not everything is urgent. What requires your energy right now? And what doesn't deserve it? You see, not every package that arrives at your door, every Amazon package, every FedEx package needs your signature. There are things that need your attention right now and things that do not. Clarity, what's real? Containment, what's mine? Regulation, what deserves my energy? Here's another thing that I'd like you to write down. This is writer downable. Three things. Label it, locate it, limit its influence. Label what you're actually feeling. Locate where it's showing up. Is it your body? Is it your thoughts? Is it your behavior? Limit what and when it gets a say in your life. Not in the middle of a decision, not in the heat of a conflict. But good leaders learn to contain that space, so they learn how to respond instead of react. Leaders don't rise because their load is lighter, that they've just released everything. No, they rise because they've learned to carry what matters and release the rest. So what are you gripping at 10,000 feet? What do you carry that you were never meant to carry? If there's something that skydiving has taught me, it's this. Your life comes with a main parachute, your initiatives, your decisions, your willingness to jump. Life comes with a reserve parachute, your creator, the one who has your back, the one who says, be courageous and fear not. But one thing life does not come with, it's room for unnecessary weight. You see, the goal is never to not fail, because we are always going to fail. There is always going to be a setback. There is always going to be naysayers. That enemy, that fear, that doubt will always try to whisper. See, the goal is not to never have these things. The goal is to step back and respond before you react, to say, okay, what do I do here? What's mine? What doesn't matter? Carry what matters and release the rest. And my friends, trust. Trust that God has given you everything you need to soar. When you release what's holding you down, you don't fail. You don't fall. You finally begin to fly. I'm Kimberly Wardell, founder of Developing Inner Excellence and Voices of Impact. If I leave you with anything, we just learned about mental resilience. But I want you to remember this. God has already placed the excellence within you. Your job is to develop it. Let the Lord shine through you to release what doesn't matter, to carry what does matter. And here's the thing. Give it to somebody else. Not the stuff that doesn't matter. Don't hear that. We are never meant to keep everything for ourselves. All that goodness, all that excellence that the Lord has put in us, it's supposed to spill out into others. Let your cup overfloweth. Carry what matters and release the rest.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.